The Kiamichi Mountains in southeast Oklahoma are a subrange of Arkansas's Ouachita Mountain Range. The area is home to black bears, coyotes, bobcats, deer, lynx, and hundreds of other species of wildlife. But there is one species that is not on the books. In fact, there is serious debate as to whether it even exists. But for those who have caught a glimpse of it, there's really no question.
I solo camp a lot there in the Kiamichis, and I'd just gotten there trying to get all my stuff out of my vehicle, and I caught it out of the corner of my eye across the creek. As soon as I turned around and looked at it, it ran off into the woods. And it wasn't very big. It's probably 4.5, 5 foot tall, covered in a blackish gray hair. From where I was, I couldn't make out facial features, only that it had a very dark face. But as soon as my eyes locked on it, it took off through the woods.
David Wilbanks is a lifelong resident of southeast Oklahoma and had been interested in Bigfoot since he was a child. He was one of several researchers and authors attending Jefferson's Texas Bigfoot Conference, held October 14th through 16th.
I actually did a little stint as a contact for the BFRO, like 1999, 2000, right around that area. And I helped investigate two actual sightings. There, one of them was of a Bigfoot trying to get into a grease trap behind a casino, and I was the first researcher who got there, and that's kind of got fabled status now in the Bigfoot subject called the casino footage. I was the first person on the ground there, and I actually saw the video of this thing walk up to this grease trap and try to get into it. I was one of three people that saw it at that time. And I think later on somebody else did, but that's one of those things that the tribe doesn't let anybody see on that. But I was lucky to be able to see that. And another, there was a sighting that I investigated on Big Eagle Creek up in the Kiamichis as well. And then shortly after that, I started my own website called southernbigfoot.com. Had it for a few years, and then just started doing this on my own, not really interested in sharing with other people. Here a few years ago, I started a YouTube channel called Bigfoot and More, which I share people's sightings that give me permission. And there's a lot of video on there of just me going out and camping in these remote areas. So sharing my thoughts on it.
Well, looking at the Bigfoot Research Organization website, a lot of the sightings are in the southeast corner of Oklahoma, sort of at the Arkansas border almost. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that. Why would that be an ideal area for a creature like this?
Because that's the hardest areas to get to left in the state, because it's a lot of mountains, a lot of deep valleys, and some of them don't even have roads going into them. So it's very heavily wooded, probably the easiest place for something to hide that didn't want to be found.
Wilbanks has written two books on the topic of Bigfoot, one of which details his 20 years of research into the topic, and the other novel weaves in local native lore.
The Champey is a monster creature in Choctaw, native Choctaw legend. And all I could find of it when I was researching, I was wanting to make a novel about kind of an angry Sasquatch type creature. The research I found on it said it is a black, giant, ogre-like monster that would live in the swamps down in Mississippi. And if you were out hunting or crossed its path, it would chase you down and kill you and eat you. And if you were a native hunter, the only way to get away from it was if you threw your game down and it said, yeah, I'll eat that instead, maybe you get away. But otherwise, and it said it had an overpowering smell and all of that stuff. So I said, that's my monster.
What do you think Bigfoot is? Is it a primate, a hominid, or is it some sort
primate
of...
Primate in the sense of that we're primates. I don't think it's a monkey. Like, when I first started looking into this, the consensus was that it was probably a remnant of a giant extinct ape called Gigantopithecus. Okay? And, of course, you know, everybody with any credibility in the science community was looking at it like this, but I got to thinking about it. Any species of ape, once we find out where they're at, we go study them. These things stay away from us, and they've been very good at it. My personal thought is they would have to be closer related to us.
Whatever your thoughts on the cryptid, conference organizer Craig Woolheater has found it to be a source of fascination for many, both skeptics and believers alike. And for Jefferson, the unique designation as the Bigfoot capital of Texas has been warmly embraced.
you know, Caddo Lake is right here. Lots of sightings in and around Caddo Lake. So it just took off. In 2005, they issued a town proclamation from the mayor, and the city manager presented it to me in 05, that the third weekend in October in Jefferson was Texas Bigfoot Weekend. In 2016, they issued me a town proclamation celebrating the 15th anniversary of the conference. And in 2017, I actually wrote a town proclamation. And in 2018, it took a while, got the mayor to sign it, proclaiming Jefferson as the Bigfoot capital of Texas. They purchased a statue that's up. You know, all the restaurants have something Bigfoot on the menu, Bigfoot burgers, Sasquatch sandwiches, Bigfoot barbecue. And it's not actually Bigfoot that's been prepared.
What a scandal that would cause.
It wouldn't it, though?
And since the Bigfoot Conference has gained such momentum, Woolheater has now cast his gaze towards the heavens.
I've always been interested in bringing tourism to Jefferson because my folks lived here. My stepfather still lives here in town. And January 1st, I moved to Jefferson finally from the DFW area. And so my thought was, I want to try and do an event a month. So I'm rolling them out gradually, but next month, November 19th, we are having the Texas UFO Con, a UFO convention where I'm wanting people to dress up as their favorite alien. This year focuses on Texas-based UFO crashes, Texas-based UFO sightings, Texas-based alien encounters. Nick Redfern is highlighting the event. We've got some local people. We have Texas-based UFO investigators, researchers coming to talk about local things. Mitch Whittington, who lives here and lives in the Grove, the most haunted house in Jefferson, is an author, and he wrote a book about 31 different Texas UFO cases. So he's going to be discussing that. But it hopes to be, if it's successful, an annual event. And then 3 weeks after that is my Bigfoot Film Festival in Marshall at the Memorial City Hall Performance Center. It is amazing. It's a 550-seat theater. It used to be City Hall up through 1967. It's awesome, and we are showing 7 Bigfoot films on one screen on one day.
That was Bigfoot researcher and event organizer Craig Woolheater. Before that, we spoke with researcher and author David Wilbanks. That wraps up our coverage of this year's Texas Bigfoot Conference in Jefferson, Texas. For more information about upcoming events, you can visit the Texas UFO Con and Texas Bigfoot Film Festival Facebook pages. For KTXK Think Radio, I'm Sabrina McCormick.